Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Congratulations, our podcast is now legal to drink and buy cigarettes in the state of California.
Absolutely, it is 21 episodes old. Look at that, it's a big grown-up adult now. In the eyes of the country of America, it's legally an adult, yeah.
Or something. Is 18 the adult, or is 21 the adult?
17 is when you're, like legally a... I don't know, it's weird, because 17 is when you can be, like, tried as an adult and stuff for, like, a crime. And you can see R-rated movies, but then 18 is when, in some states, you can buy cigarettes and lottery tickets. And then 21 is, like, real big boy, because then you can, like...
Real,
you
know, big boy?
So that's real big boy. That's actually what it's called. Boy.
Sorry if I sound low energy in this podcast. I have... My back is fucked up again, and I've been fighting a shitty headache. I was up all night doing everything I could. You know what finally worked?
What?
A cold compress.
Really?
Either that or after 3 straight hours of a pulsating headache that wouldn't let me sleep, it just finally died down enough for me to close my eyes.
You also didn't mention the homeless guy you've been getting into fights with outside.
Not any fights.
Well, I mean, that's why your back's hurting.
Oh, yeah. But in all seriousness, no, I do have a story.
Yeah, tell us that. That's a great opening story, Ryan. What happened last night?
As I do, I go into the alleyway sometimes. It's a fun little area. I just bounce around, jump around, jog a bit, who knows, take a dip. And
No, nowhere to swim, but...
Yeah, that's your opinion.
What?
So I'm out there minding my own business. Then one of the homeless guys, he didn't tell me his name, came up. So he asked me if I had any weed. And then he asked if I had meth, which I did not have meth.
Did he ask you that, really?
Yeah, because he does meth. He's like, can you tell I'm on it right now? And I was like,
oh, God.
A little bit, maybe? He goes, what? What are the telltale signs? And then
you're homeless?
I was just silent. And then he just continued. And it got to the point where all of a sudden, like, we were having a conversation. He was just telling me, like, I was asking, well, by the way, the woman's name that always yells?
Yeah.
Her name is Ming.
What?
He calls her Ming.
Ming? Like M-I-N-G?
Yeah, he calls her Ming.
Like a Chinese woman's name?
Yeah.
Ming? Are you serious?
I'm serious. He calls her Ming.
What?
Uh-huh.
I think we've talked about her on a previous podcast. It's the loud, yelling homeless woman who just throws things and takes her shoes off and
puts stuff
screams
in the alleyway for cars to run over.
She screams 24/7. But that's, I guess her name is Ming, so.
And even this guy said, you know, she was a bit loco, so,
That's fucking, that's, we have a great variety of homeless people on Super Mega Now. We have Dirk, Ming, and we didn't even come up with Ming. That just like that no. sounds like it's that's yeah. in the same league as Dirk. But it's
Dirk and Ming. But great. Anyways, this isn't the meat of the story.
Ooh.
So he, okay, this is 100% correct. I'm not fabricating this shit. After, you know, we talk for a bit, he goes, hey, do you mind if I ask your opinion on something? And I'm like, sure, why not? And he goes, can you tell me if I can sing well?
Okay.
I'm like, what? He goes, I'm going to sing for you, and can you tell me if I have a good voice or not? So I'm like, okay. And he starts singing, and he starts singing like this, though. He's like, I love you. You're the light of my life. I'm just like sitting there, and I have this face on, Matt.
Yeah.
You know, that like smile, like wide
awkward,
eyed. Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
And he got done, and I was like, wow, that's better than what I could do. It was very soft voice. And he was like, yeah, that's what I'm going for. And then he starts telling me how he went to high school with Sean King, and he gave Sean King a bunch of ideas.
Sean Kingston?
Whatever his name is. But anyways, he went to school with someone, like, I don't know, he said Sean
or
King.
Or he could have just been making someone up because he was high on meth.
That is true. And he said he gave him a few music ideas, and that he was going out with his lady. And at dinner, the first date, he surprised her with a love song. And then he sang Ooh. Me, then he sang me the love song. And he's like, I also wrote another song. And then he sang me another song. And then he goes, I also wrote some holiday music. I got a Christmas song. Then he starts singing me this. And each song is the same fucking thing. Except with the Christmas song, he like threw in the word bells or sleigh or some shit. Didn't make sense. But it's like the same rhythm, the same song.
I love bells.
Yeah. And I'm just like, okay. So I was just like, so I was holding like sweet tea. And I was like, hey, do you want the rest of this? He goes, yeah. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to go back inside. You have a good one. That was nice. Thank you. He was like, okay, man, thank you. Then I left. And that's the story of I've seen this guy a few times. Usually he just asks if like I have a lighter I can give him, which I don't. So
I just realized, like, it's you have a lot of good homeless people stories.
Because they're my people.
Like, they see you and they just like, oh, he's one of us.
I mean, you look at me in the alleyway and it's very hard to distinguish.
Yeah.
I mean, right now I'm wearing flip-flops, little black gym shorts and a Hawaiian shirt that shows my chest hair.
I mean, I'm not much far. Like, on days like this, I don't really care. I'm wearing these. I don't even know what these are, dude. These are awful. These
sandals?
They're not even sandals. They're
I don't wear sandals. I like flip-flops.
We got them on Amazon a while back to have them for like when we went to the pool. So they're just really like ugly shoes. And I remember our buddy
Jose
saw them.
They're crocky a little bit, aren't they?
Yeah, they're very crocky. They look bad. And I remember my buddy Jose was like, Matt, what are those? When he first saw them. Not in like the meme, like, what are those way, but he saw them and he was like, what are those? Because they're so bad.
Then you told him, you looked him straight in his fucking face and you said, these are my sandals and this is my life and you don't judge me for anything, you dirty man.
Then a single tear rolled down his cheek as he saw that I had become the man he wanted me to be. I had stood up to him and shown that I don't know where
Finn,
I'm going with
the
it.
End.
Yeah, that's the end. But then I'm just wearing, you know, just these loose-fitting shorts and a little t-shirt that's a little too small for me.
You've been up late most nights working on something. What have you been working
on?
I've
been up super late every night because I'm doing a game jam right now with my buddy Connor.
What's the game?
It's, well,
You let me play around with it.
Don't really have much of an idea, like, direction right now.
And how long until it's due?
It's due in like 3 days, 2 days, I don't know.
You need to hurry that shit up, baby.
I know. It's the theme is Game Boy, and you can only use 4 colors. And
I like the character that you made. You're really good at pixel art.
Thank you.
Well, like,
I'm all right.
I don't know how. Like, I've seen you make a bunch of like pixel art stuff, but I kind of want to see you go in. I don't know how else to explain that, but I want to see you like.
No, I know what you're talking about. Like, do more than just like small scale pixel art.
Yeah, because like I've seen you draw, and it's very rarely that like you have something of just like, for example, there's this one thing you drew of like Daniel and I way back when, where it's like me milking him as this giant spider, like he's milking me. I can't remember.
Yeah.
I think I'm the spider and he's
you're the spider and he's on your back and he's squeezing your titties and milk
yeah.
out into a bowl of cereal.
Yeah, and like it's really well done. It's like detailed and shit, and like I'm just, and then I see like the first Brent mask you draw. So there's definitely like a line of like, you can tell where you take your time and you can tell where you just kind of get it done for the sake of it being done.
Yeah.
And so I want to see more of like that type of shit because I love it. I love it so much. Why don't you do more of that? I thought you said you wanted to get more into drawing. How come you haven't gotten more into that?
Well, I kind of like got really busy, so I didn't get the chance to.
What? You're busy? Well, hey. Here's one thing, you know, Ding Dong's helping us out.
Oh yeah, Ding Dong is helping us out. He's editing Oni's videos right now, which is a massive fucking help. You're a true sport. You're taking quite a bit of work off of our shoulders so we can get more backlogged with Super Mega and Game Grumps and Kitty Cat Gaming and all the live action videos for Game Grumps, and all the little advertisements and commercials and
woo! Woo!
Yeah, baby.
As we've said before, 2017 is going to be the year. Hope, you know, we just come back. You know, 2016, it's kind of riding out. We're getting everything done. We're getting, you know, used to this new job and its busy nature.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
How many times have we said that? That's a lot of times.
What?
Hey, we've been busy. Just hold on. We're going to release some content soon. Some good content.
Well, it's true, though, because we're just super busy. But we are working on it, guys.
Mac and I can't fucking sit down in an office chair for more than 15 minutes without my back sending a shitty, like, kind of sharp pain.
I know what it is, dude. Ming put a curse on you.
She did.
Ming was out in the alleyway, and she saw you. She's like, you know what?
I ain't got no love for this white man.
Yeah, and then she cast a little spell on you. And just, I don't know if we've stated that before, but one time we were outside in the alleyway and Ming was just screaming like, I ain't got no love for this city.
It was like really like
poetic.
I would expect it more to just kind of be like, fuck this city.
Yeah, but then
it was, I ain't got no love for this city.
And it was just, Ryan and I
beautiful.
Was like,
it was a beautiful moment.
We looked at each other and we're like, Jesus Christ.
Like, I felt like I was watching, like, The Soloist or something.
I know. It was so deep. It was just,
it was
God.
Like something out of a Hollywood movie.
God damn, dude.
I've been watching Mr. Robot recently.
Mr. Robot's Neighborhood?
Ha-ha. Ha-ha. It's really fucking good.
Is
Holy
it?
Holy shit. Oh, I love it. It's so good.
What's
like,
it about?
There's a hacker.
Hackers and code crackers,
yeah,
baby.
But it's not like, you know. Dude, get the fucking slime hack on the 229er missile launch sequence now.
Yeah, dude, get the fucking slime hacker on the 229er missile launch sequence now.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
Oh, that's good. That's real good.
But, like, they use that fucking command prompt window for, like, most things.
I know,
it's so
fake.
And it does it. No, but like in the black, you know, the kind of command.
Lives matter?
No, they do. But that they do.
Oh, no. You mean like in the show, they make hacking look realistic?
Yeah.
Good. That's like Hollywood. I've ranted about this before. Hollywood sucks at making hacking look realistic.
But Mr. Robot, I think, does it really well. Like, it doesn't make me roll my eyes, at least. I don't hack, so I wouldn't know. But I'm just saying it doesn't feel as goofy as what I've been seeing lately.
There's like a stereotype of hacking. And, like, Hollywood makes it so bad. They go into that, like, it's like 400-pound man.
Can you hack the system?
Oh, yeah, I can hack into the goddamn Statue of Liberty. Just give me a second.
And then they always bring up the mainframe.
I know, it's like,
just got into the mainframe.
And it makes all these beeping sounds as if, like, computers actually, when you're hacking, are like,
They got numbers like the Matrix fucking just, like, code going.
And like the hacker can just like see all these numbers at once and decode them. And he's like, ha, got it. I'm in.
They make it look like hacking is like solving a Sudoku puzzle.
I know. Just a really complicated, like, and you have to be like a savant genius to do it.
You have to be a savant genius to do it, don't you?
To hack?
Well, not back in HTML where you could just kind of like go to like, you know, right click and look at like the page source and just kind of copy and paste and fuck around with it.
Yeah, but it's like...
Because I did that a lot in elementary school, like...
Oh, you would just go and change a few things? Like, put it...
But it wouldn't change on the website, but I could make my own site.
Yeah, you could put it in a text document and then change it up. I remember there was, like, an old piece of, like, JavaScript. You could put it into the navigation bar, and, like, then you could just edit everything on the page. And it was only for you. It didn't actually change it. I don't remember it, but it was, like, I'd go on my school's website and, like, put swear words, and I'd be like, ah! And I'd shred one in the class. They'd be like, dude, whoa!
No! Ew!
I remember a long time ago, my buddy Connor, the tech guy.
The hacker.
The hacker himself, Connor, he like, went on my old YouTube channel and made it say I had, like, a trillion subscribers.
Really?
And I thought that, it actually said it on the real website, and I was, like, freaking out, like, dude, change it back! I'm gonna get banned! And I was, like, freaking out. Oh,
I love Connor. He's very upfront. That's what I love about Connor. He said, I remember I was like, dude, when are you going to come back out? And he just texted right back. Now, let me get the exact quote out because I don't want
to
like.
You didn't tell me this. I'm excited to hear what this is.
I'm just like, when you coming back? Whenever I can afford to. Period.
Okay. That's Connor.
Yep.
Yeah, but like.
I'm just like, because, you know, usually, you know, people bullshit around. It's like. You know, dude, whenever I can make it, I loved it out there, dude.
Yeah,
know?
But it's just like, whenever I can afford it. Hey, he's being honest.
And that one time, like, when, I can't remember, I said I offered to, like, you know, why don't we have our podcast on, what's Jay-Z's thing? On,
Apple Music? Tide?
Tide.
Tidal,
and then, and then Connor was like, I don't think that would work, because, and, like, he, like, got serious. I was like, no, I'm not serious, Connor.
I love him so much. He's, I think it's Connor underscore DY.
Cool. I want him to visit again. I love him.
Oh, he's great. He'll probably be helping us out with some projects in the future when it comes to, like, technical stuff, because he's real good at programming. And he's the guy that actually manages our podcast uploads and stuff like that. So, yeah, his Twitter handle is, like, C. Youngland. His last name is Youngland. You know, it's like Youngland. He's cool. Go follow him on Twitter. He helps us out with our subreddit, and he helps us out with our podcast and anything on, like, a technical side that's not, doesn't have to do with, like, video editing. He's our dude.
Oh, my back. Okay.
He actually made a really beautiful website for kids with problems that we never publicly released a long time ago, and it was real nice. But he's probably going to help us out in the future with stuff.
I'd like to work on a project with the two of you.
I'd like to make a game. That'd be real fun.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're good with kind of, like, creating the art. He's good with the coding, and I kind of want to help, and I want to do, like, the story shit.
Yeah.
Help write it.
That'd be so much fun. I would love to do that in 2017.
And who knows what is in store
for 2017? Maybe we'll both die in 2017. I hope not. It's going to be real
weird.
It's going to be weird if we actually do die in 2017.
What is the statistical probability of us dying? Not of in a certain way, but of us just dying in the year of 2017? Because that's 365 open days for us to die. But
I don't
think we have to take that into account of how many days we're actually living. But we can't know, so we have to go by an average of how long we believe we're going to live this generation in general, and also taking in our health things, like I used to smoke and shit like that.
I don't think that you can calculate that statistic, because I think there's too many. Because you can die literally any way. Like, we could be sitting here right now, and there could be like a
earthquake,
like a 400-pound man on the floor above us, and
exactly,
he falls through the floor and kills us.
Because of an earthquake.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like, he, you know, it's like you can't, I don't think you can calculate that, because there's just too many different variables. It's just like,
whoa. Like X and Y and Z.
And 3 and 2 and T.
Yeah.
All good variables in the universe. Hold on. Speaking of variables, I just found a segue. I'm just getting on it. Skirt.
Oh.
Dude, what's going on? I mean, very, very, very topical, you know.
Very tropical.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Aha.
It's Hurricane Matthew right now. Big Category 4, I think, as of right now when we're recording this. Big storm. It's about to hit Florida and Georgia and South Carolina, which is where we're from.
It's about to make me jealous because it's about to slam right into Ann Watson. Yeah, come on, I had to.
That was pretty good, yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
That was good.
Okay,
no,
that's actually it for that podcast.
I hate to break it to you, but Anne is boarded up inside of our house right now. Like, my mom
She's boarded up.
Really, my mom and dad sent me pictures this morning. They boarded up the windows, and they're just going to stay home.
Because they are evacuating so many fucking people, but, like,
I know,
parents,
they,
even being right next to the fucking water line.
I know.
Like, you know.
Well, I don't think it's going to be, like, that bad in South Carolina, but I think it's going to be... I don't know. Wait, is it going to be, like, a...
They said it was supposed to go down to like a 2 or a 3.
Yeah, well, 2's not that bad. I feel like if it's a 2, you don't have to evacuate necessarily. Now, if it's a 2 and you live like right on the beach, maybe you should go more inland.
Well,
but...
the thing about Charleston is that it floods when it rains normally.
Yeah,
like,
well,
it's an easily flooded area because it's under the fucking sea level or whatever, ocean, whatever it is.
Ooh,
what?
Wait,
is it getting
on.
Stronger?
Sorry, I just... Hurricane Matthew, potentially catastrophic Category 4 or 5 strike ahead on Florida's east coast. What? It was supposed to be like a 2 or 3. Dude, it's doing a complete loop. Holy shit. Look at the path of that.
Wait, give me the...
Look at the path. I've never seen a hurricane do that before.
Holy shit.
It's doing like a full circle. It's like going up...
It's gonna hit twice.
What if? What if?
It's just gonna go back and hit twice.
No, it is gonna hit some places twice. It's just going to, like, the Bahamas, it's just going to be smaller when it hits the second time. That's crazy. That's insane. Feel bad for the people in Haiti and, like, Jamaica and stuff, and Cuba, because they got wrecked. Not, like, R-E-K-T, you know, like, the MLG type of wrecked. They got wrecked, like, actually wrecked by a massive hurricane, so. It's got to suck if you live in one of those places, because, you know, if you live in, like, Haiti, and a hurricane's coming, there's no way to avoid it, because it covers up the entire island, like there's nowhere safe. South Carolina has had some bad hurricanes. Before I was born in 89, there was a...
One that starts with an H.
Hurricane Hugo, yeah. And that destroyed, like, everything in Charleston. Moving the mic.
My back's hurting.
My back's hurting, too. I'm gonna adjust...
Yeah, I'm gonna change positions a little bit.
Switch up these positions, baby! Okay. Oh, you're laying down now.
Yeah, talk to me, Matt.
Yeah, how's...
We're good.
Ryan is doing the rest of the podcast laying down.
Feels good. It has my spine is just straight now.
Nice, dude.
Anyways.
Hurricane Hugo was like a big category 4 or 5. I think when it hit, it was a 4, but they like upgraded it to a 5 afterwards.
It reached, like, the storm reached, like, Columbia. And
yeah,
Irma
it covered up all
shit.
Of South Carolina because it destroyed a lot of shit in Columbia, too, which is surprising that it destroyed shit up, like, that far.
Dude, was there a cruise ship out there somewhere when this...
No, because they see this stuff ahead of time and they get cruise ships out of there. It'd be really scary to be, you know...
Would it tip the cruise ship, you think?
Probably.
Could a 5 tip a cruise ship?
Yeah, definitely, because, you know, the winds are like 140, 150 miles per hour, I think. 160, I don't know.
I can do that in a car. You're telling me the speed of a car can tip a cruise ship?
You can't do 150 in a car, Ryan.
Yeah, you can. Your cars go up to 200 miles an hour or something.
They can't actually drive that. They have that on the odometer. But
you can get up to 140 or 150, I bet.
No, you can't. I used to think that, too. My dad told me that apparently, like...
I've gone over 100.
Yeah, I've done
maybe.
That, too. I mean, Mom, if you're listening,
In Grand Theft Auto, I did, not in real life.
I've never gone over 100 miles per hour in real life. But, but apparently, like, the speedometers, they show up to, like, 200, but apparently most cars can only reach, like, 120 max. Stupid
120
cars.
Max.
We should test it out. Let's go get in your Fiat.
Is that like a robot movie?
120 Max?
Yeah.
Sounds like a robot movie. About a robot named Max.
And he's you were about to say something?
Oh, like, let's go get in your Fiat and just, like, tonight when there's no cars out, see if we can go 200 miles per hour.
No.
God, your little Fiat, if it hit something, like, with us in it, we would just be obliterated. We would die on impact.
We'd disappear.
Yeah.
We'd just...
To another dimension. Just... Oh my god, that's hilarious. Well, it's not funny if we died, but...
Speaking of movies, haha.
What? Where's this podcast going right now?
We saw Pirates of the Caribbean, the new Pirates of the Caribbean trailer.
Yeah, for a second I'm like, we didn't see the new Pirates of the Caribbean. Oh, the trailer, yeah.
I didn't like that stupid pretty boy in it.
He's a little too pretty for me, I'll say that.
That's an actual problem that I had of, like, he's a little too pretty. That's like whenever I see, like, a super attractive female or male in a movie in, like, these dire situations that are supposed to be, like, dark and moody and grungy.
I know.
And, like, I know, like, everyone can experience these no matter looks, but it just like, it just doesn't feel right. It feels like a young adventure, like teen adventure flick, and it doesn't feel like a dark Pirates of the Caribbean.
Like, they made all the girls in the Hunger Games look so hot, and it's like, Jennifer Lawrence looked beautiful, and like her makeup
but
was all
But Katniss in the books is just kind of like this tomboy.
She's this poor tomboy. And like, you know, like they're out there in the Hunger Games and shit, and she's like, got her makeup did and everything, and it's like, all right. It just, I don't know.
I don't like it.
I don't like when they cast super beautiful, attractive people in roles like that. Put them in a rom-com.
I think Harry Potter did it well. I don't think, like, the main cast was, like, all these, like, fucking supermodels.
Well, not at first.
Because they were children.
I mean, yeah, I mean, Daniel Radcliffe at first looked like this ugly little bowl cut freak, and then he turned, into this beautiful man.
But, I mean, Disney does that. You see all these kids shows hiring, like, these kids, and, like, you know, like, the executives are, like,
they're going to be hot when they're older.
I know. They're going to. I mean, seriously, they're like, find me some cute, attractive children.
Find me some, what? You know, hot kids.
That's what they do.
Yeah, that's true. You know, they technically do want to go out and like scout for hot kids. I don't think they call them hot kids.
No,
but
they probably use terms just kind of like kids that fit within the Disney
demographic.
Kids, you know?
Very Disney kids. You know, we want. I'll cut the bullshit. We want hot kids. Go get some kids that are hot, okay?
You farted just now.
I did. I don't think the mic picked that up.
Damn it.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, well.
I had some straight-up diarrhea last night. Oh, we don't even talk about that. Sorry that the podcast is a day late this time.
Yeah.
They're doing construction in the Grumps office.
Which, honestly, wasn't that bad. It's like...
No.
Is someone here?
I think they're doing construction right now, but like Ross was like, no, you can't record. It's going to be too much construction. They're going to be like ripping things out of the wall.
They're like
and then,
quiet
like,
as mice.
I know. It was just like these two guys are like, can we make some noise? I'm like, yeah, sure. And then it was just like lightly removing an air conditioning unit from the wall two rooms over. And it's like, oh, okay.
Well, we could have recorded a lot of shit.
We could have had the podcast out on its regular time, but Ross is a dirty liar and he'll never be on the podcast now.
Ross, you liar.
You lying sack of shit. Go back to Australia. We don't want you here.
Segway, dude.
Okay.
Look, right here. Woo! Okay, woo. We're already here. Wow. Video games. So, we recently started Billy Hatcher series and restarted our Papers, Please series.
Oh, yeah.
So, we did it. Ha! We brought it back.
We brought it back for all you who wanted it. I hope that it's good. I hope that you guys enjoy the episode so far. We have a few more already recorded that are coming out later next week, and we hope that you guys like them because they got one of them has a real nice little ending. It's real,
yeah,
kind of got fucked over in a way, but
and yes, we're playing Billy Hatcher. We know it's not a popular game or it's probably not going to garner views, but we are going to complete it. So if you like the series, thank you for supporting it. If not, get ready for a bunch of fucking thumbnails that you're going to roll your eyes at and skip.
Yeah,
so.
It is a fun little game, and Ryan and I enjoy playing it. And ultimately, you know, we're not going to play a bunch of like clickbaity Let's play your games. We want to.
Well,
play
we will
games.
Sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
You know, sometimes we need that. It's the name of the game. Revenue. But we need. You know, we like overall playing series that we enjoy. That's why we played Super Monkey Ball. That's why we played Donkey Kong Country. That's why we played Pikmin. You know.
And let's get this straight. Pikmin is coming back.
Oh, Pikmin 2, baby! You bet it's coming back in 2017. Whoa!
Woo!
Yeah, I've been playing that on my own in my room on my little TV.
You
it
say
is
it's
very
so
fun.
Much better. You love it.
Oh, I like it way better than the first one.
I came in and watched you a bit, and I like that you're getting, instead of these dorky little ship parts, you're getting, like, Duracell batteries and, like,
bottle caps
cards
and
shit.
Yeah, and you know, well, I think Pikmin 1 is better story aspect, and it's got a nice, very nostalgic, solid story feel to it. So it's a great game, perfect. But I think Pikmin 2 is a lot more fun because... There's such a wide variety of things to collect, and they added a lot of new features in this one that are just a lot more fun and better.
I would say that Pikmin 2 seems like it is the perfect sequel, or it
oh,
is the most perfect of a sequel that could have been made right after the first Pikmin.
And I actually got to a new place last night called the Perplexing Pool, and it's literally just the Distant Spring. It's got the same enemies, the same
really,
yeah. Like I was like shocked. I'm like, wow, this is just the same. It has those fucking yellow frog things that jump and smash your Pikmin. And I was just like, no.
Oh, those guys are still around?
Yeah, but it's definitely a very, very fun game. And I enjoy it very much.
I just, I've gotten into Don't Starve a little bit. I'm waiting for my group to get, one of them needs a computer. because I want to start playing Overwatch more. You never got into it.
I bought it, but I never played it.
I don't think it's your type of game.
Not really, no.
And but I also, before leaving the house, pre-ordered Mafia 3 because I like games where you run around and use guns.
Ryan, that's, you know what, that's the problem with this generation, dude. You see all the shootings happening? This is why.
But Matt, if I didn't have these video games, I'd go and do it in real life. It's saving everyone.
Yeah, but I've been playing Space Station 13.
Does there need to be, sorry for interrupting, but does there need to be a fucking disclaimer? Like, that was a joke. I'm not going to fucking. People don't seem to know when we're joking.
I don't think so.
That's a story for another day.
Here, let's just go ahead and put a little disclaimer. Ryan is not going to do any form of mass shooting or even minor shooting, so.
Thank you for including the minor shooting part.
Yeah.
Just video game shooting.
Just video game shooting.
Space Station 13 is something you were talking
about.
Yeah,
I've been playing Space Station 13 a lot with Chris, a little bit with Aaron and Ross. It's a fun game. It's if you don't know what it is, it's really, really fucking hard to get into. It's like the hardest game I've ever tried playing because there's so much you got to learn just to play it.
Yeah.
And I'm really bad at it still, and it discourages me a lot. But I don't know, it's fun. You're just on a space station, and you have a job, and you have to complete your job before you have to evacuate the space station and
so
try not to die. Yeah, it's like a space station simulator game where there's like infinite possibilities and you want to survive until the end of the round because there's people going around killing other people and xenomorphs and viruses and depressurization and
I've seen
stuff
you
like
guys
that.
Play. I don't think I would have fun playing. I like watching people play.
Yeah,
it's like one of those for me.
It's very hard to get into it because there's just it's from 2003 and it's like, I don't know, they could remake it so much better, but it's such a big game that it hasn't ever been remade yet.
Yeah.
Because the game right now is open source, so just a lot of people add to it. It's just it's a hard game to remake, but it's fun. It's very fun.
Yeah. And then also we got a game coming out that I'm excited for, Gears of War 4. Mainly, I don't care about the story. I don't care about multiplayer. I just like Horde mode. Horde mode is my cup of tea. I have fun. I play with Gray a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's how, like, Gray and I, like, in high school, we used to just play Gears of War 2 Horde mode all fucking, like, day and
night. I've never played Gears of War. This sounds really dumb, but I don't really know what Gears of War even is.
It's a third-person shooter where you have a chainsaw on your gun and you saw people or like these things in half. They're
Ooh.
Called the locusts.
Ooh.
But not giant bugs. They're like lizard people.
Dude, well,
they look like lizard people.
We'll
they
have
look
to play
like,
that.
They look exactly like Killer Croc from
Keemstar.
Killer Croc from the Suicide Squad movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm beautiful. BET. It's a bad movie. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, they announced the extended cut. And they're
God,
like, it'll be better, we promise. But it's like, you did that with fucking Batman versus Superman. The extended cut is just a longer, yes, they explain a little more, but that doesn't make it a better movie.
You like, shouldn't have to make an extended cut to make your movie better.
Like, I could explain to you why my shit stinks, but it still stinks, not like, regardless of how well I, you know.
I know, it's like, I know you like to think, like, your shit don't stank, but lean a little closer and roses really smell like poo.
Is that a Hillary Clinton track?
What?
I don't know.
That's Hillary Clinton, yeah.
That's a topical name. I just thought I'd throw it out there for no reason.
Views, views! We threw a topical name in. Let's get some views.
Because yeah. We all know that, you know, if we mention one candidate or the other, that means we're in love with Trump or we're in love with Hillary Clinton.
You want to throw some third-party names in? Gary Johnson. I don't know who's the Green Party
leader.
They're
not important, Matt.
No, they'll never
They're win. Not in the news.
Bernie Sanders, R.I.P., R.I.P. Bernie. Speaking of Keemstar, so earlier this week, some of you may know a YouTuber named Nafuckers. He said he would do our podcast, and then Keemstar himself responded to that tweet and said, "Let me do the cast," and he was talking about this podcast right here. Now, I think Keem might have baited me. Because he never responded to me. Because
I think he was making fun of it, like, haha, that's a small podcast.
Yeah, I think he was like, ha, look how big I am. And he doesn't like Nafuckers either, so I think he was fucking with Nafuckers and being like, hey, let me do the podcast too. But that was really mean, Keem. You got my hopes up. I wanted to have you on the damn podcast.
Keem's kind of he's been a I mean, he's always a dick. He's always just unlikable, usually. But
it's just, yeah, that's how he
but
is.
But, like, what he did with, what's his name?
Ricky Berwick.
Ricky, yeah.
Ricky Berwick, for those of you who don't know, he's this guy on Twitter who was popped up recently.
He's physically disabled.
Yeah, he's very physically disabled. But he responds to everyone, like Keemstar, Max Mofo, Scarce, iDubbbz, like all these big people. He responds to them with videos every time they tweet. And it's usually him just farting.
Or just him going, at the end, just...
He does this little, like, tongue
lick
thing.
His tongue.
And he's really funny. I love him so much. But, like, he kept doing it to Keemstar. And, like, and Keem made a video, like, you're fucking annoying. Stop. It's spam. Fucking stop. You're fucking annoying. And I'm like, Keem, what? It's not... You're such an asshole to this dude. Like, he probably doesn't have much.
And plus, there are other fans that, like, respond.
Every single tweet he makes.
So, Keem, like, I mean, yeah. So, it's, regardless of whatever he's trying to do, is like, it's because it's a video. You don't have to watch the video.
Exactly. It's just any other tweet.
There's fans that respond to almost everything we tweet sometimes. I mean, I think he's only going after Ricky because Ricky made somewhat of a name for himself. And so, you know, every chance Keemstar has to make a shitty little Twitter video.
Yeah.
Complaining about something.
It was just so mean.
He'll take it.
I feel like he hurt Ricky's feelings, and Ricky's just a nice guy trying to have fun.
Everyone is just a big baby these days. Look, I'm sorry that I said the truth. I'm sorry that I said that was on my mind. I can't help that he annoys me.
God, just... Why are we still talking about Keemstar almost at the end of 2016?
Because he did good.
Yeah, well, 2016 is his year.
Not that he actually did good. He did good, but
social media wise, getting his name out there. But here's the thing: I think 2016 will be Keemstar's one and only year, and I think 2017 he will be completely forgotten about for the most part.
He's starting to fade away.
Oh, big time! Yeah, you see him less and less and less. Every now and then he pops back up for this or that, but I think that, you know, Keem is going to, in 2017, kind of die. He already kind of is.
We'll see. I mean, he's been around for a long time. Like, he's been around before the Drama Alert shit. But he's been, like, kind of, like, hiding in the bushes.
Yeah, I think he's I think he's just going to kind of go back into hiding in the bushes. Because, you know, people get tired of it after a while. It's, you know, Keemstar's funny to make fun of. It's funny to watch his crazy, goofy antics. But, you know, after a year, it's like, okay, we've seen it all before. What's new? And then someone new will come around and take the spot. You know, right now it's like Leafy is the new, you know, person that...
Yeah.
And then I think 2017 Leafy will probably fade away too. Towards the end of 2017, he will start to become much more obscure. These are just my predictions.
Yeah, good job.
Thank you, dude.
Little YouTube weatherman.
I'm a little YouTube weatherman right here.
I just want Keem to start taking a little more pride, since he put so many fucking Twitter rant videos out. He should start taking pride in them, because usually, like, he'll start with, look. Yeah, and then like, he'll cut, but after every cut, there's, like, this awkward 2 seconds of silence before he starts speaking, and, like, you can just hear his mouth.
And he always...
Like, when he opens his mouth,
he likes to turn his head right before each cut.
Yeah.
And then... You know,
and then after, when the video ends, he come on, dude. And, like, he'll, like, have that smirk,
that face,
smile.
Yeah.
Like, once he gets down a formula, he doesn't stop. So it's easy for it to get boring real fast. And, like, I get, like, he's trying to get a reaction out of people sometimes.
That's what he does.
Or he tries to start stuff. But
that's
it starts to become more of a joke.
Yeah.
And it starts to not work anymore, like, as you've seen recently.
Yeah.
It starts to be, you know what, Keem, if you're listening, this is for you.
Jesus Christ.
There you go, Keem.
We got Ricky Berwick in the
That's
house.
That's for everybody. You, Ricky.
That was... I'm looking at the waveform on the TV screen. That did not look real. That waveform was unreal. Do you see it?
It was Unreal Engine.
Unreal Tournament. That was just like... That didn't even sound real, Ryan. Usually yours are just like... But that was just like... I thought you were making that with your mouth.
That's very stinky, too.
I got it. I'm going to have to...
Should we leave? I mean, we can end the podcast.
Are we really ending the podcast early because you farted?
It really smells.
Yeah, all right, guys. Well, I have a drink I don't want ruined by Ryan's noxious gases, so we're...
Bye. Fuck you.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now,
All you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.